Thank you for calling Custom Support, Bernadette speaking. How may I help you?
Yes, this charge of $60-something through this something electronics with posted finally went it posted today on my account, and but it was done a couple of days ago as a debit card. I do not live in Maryland, I assure you. I live in Louisiana. I did not do this debit card purchase.
What's your zip code, ma'am?
71301. I had to wait till it posted today to get the phone number.
What's the zip code again, ma'am? 71301?
Yes, ma'am.
And what's the name?
My name is Melinda Brister.
Ms. Brister, would you verify your address for me, please?
My home address is 2312 Willowwood Lane, Alexandria, Louisiana.
Okay, that's the address I have on file. Your transaction is pulling up. This account was created in September 2021.
I have, for what? And okay. I've never been charged before.
I tell you so.
If I have, I didn't notice it. I didn't have Capital One, I guess.
No, so July 10th, 2022, you agreed to pay shipping and handling of $5.74 to receive a tactical bag, which was shipped on 7-Eleven.
Right, and I called and canceled any kind of membership that would, as soon as I paid the shipping, I hung up with the, you know, did the shipping, and I immediately called to cancel whatever after any trial was over with. And they said, well, when did you do it? I said, I just hung up the phone with it.
No, ma'am, I don't have any notation of that. But what I can do for you is...
I haven't even gotten that bag yet, any, by the way.
It was shipped off on 7-Eleven. Let's see where it is. Just track it with the Postal Service. Let's see exactly where it is. It was shipped on 7-Eleven. The tracking number I have here for the United States Postal Service. The package was delivered July 15th at 2:03 at Alexandria, Louisiana.
No, that's where I live, in Alexandria, but
it says
I don't have
the tracking number I can give to you. You can check with the Postal Service, but it said checked off delivered July 15th at 2:03 p.m.
They said I got a phone, too, on the 13th, and he said my phone came in on the 13th, and it was
I don't
here,
see
so
anything
I mean,
about the. I don't see anything about a phone.
Oh, I'm talking about this is through a different company. This is someone else. I was waiting for my phone, and they said it was delivered, and it wasn't.
I don't know, ma'am, but the 6732 is the membership because you didn't call and cancel the membership. What I can do for you right now, if you don't want to continue the membership,
I didn't want it to start off with. There was nothing about a membership.
Yes, ma'am. This is what I can do now, though, because it was in your terms and conditions, okay? So going forward, I can cancel the membership where you won't receive any additional charges. The only thing I can do with the current charge, because it is a valid charge, is, let's see, offer you 35% of that refund back to you, ma'am.
I have the date that I called and spoke with someone the same day I ordered this because there was something else I ordered, two things to be exact.
Ma'am, I don't have a notation of that, but this is what I can do for you now.
Because that there was no strings attached. It said pay nothing today, and then there was no membership needed or whatever, and so I called the number anyway and told them to cancel whatever was going to be involved. I didn't want it. I didn't need it. I just wanted this bag because I did an air conditioner, too, and something else, too.
I don't know about that, but maybe that's how – I don't know how it got missed, but it hasn't been canceled, ma'am. That's why you got charged.
Well, it was not explained to any of that.
Yes, ma'am. It's in your – when you put in your credit card to pay the shipping and handling, It explains in the terms and conditions, providing that they were read, that you have 48 hours to let them know that you don't want to become a member.
Right, and that's why when I did it immediately afterwards, I called.
I hear you, ma'am. I have no notation of that. I have no.
Well, maybe it's a different operator.
No, ma'am. If it was canceled, you wouldn't have been charged.
Well, obviously, I wasn't canceled. That's why I'm calling now, and I had to wait several days for it to actually clear for me. That's not, but 35% is not nothing.
Ma'am, this is what I can do for you. First thing you
considering I haven't even got the fucking bag.
Ma'am, what I can do for you right now, so you won't receive any reoccurring charges, is number one, cancel the membership, so you won't get.
Well, charged. That's gonna be done anyway, because I'm telling you now to do it. So cancel that.
Well,
period.
This is why it might got missed from the beginning. So we need to do this now, so it won't get missed again.
It's not gonna happen again, because I want it canceled, and I've already canceled that card.
Ma'am, the membership has been canceled. Here's your cancellation number. C as in Charlie, 2610-06403. On 7/17, it was canceled. I see it here. I don't see it any other place that it was canceled prior to then. I see it now. I'm notating the account. I don't see the notations from earlier. Custom calling in does not want to continue membership.
I don't even know what kind of membership that is. When I send you a bag all the time or something, that's fine.
You agreed to pay the shipping and handling, and then in return, they offered you the free bag in hopes that you'll become a member of their discount store.
Of what? What kind of membership? I mean, what's the membership for?
Please allow me to explain, ma'am.
I am. All you're saying is a discount. I'm not worried about discounts. I'm trying to figure out what kind of membership.
The name of the membership is the discount, online discount store.
Oh, it's a store. Okay. Oh. Okay. Whatever. That gives tactical bags out for you.
Well,
okay.
Well, they give out gifts.
Whatever. Go ahead. So, go ahead.
They give out gifts. Free gifts.
That's not a gift.
Ma'am,
go ahead. I'm listening, but that's not a gift, so you don't have to read word for word what you're supposed to say. So my membership's canceled, right? The unwanted membership is canceled. That's already been canceled. Okay. And now what?
And I offered you 35% of your money's back.
And how am I supposed to get that?
I put it back on your account, and it goes back to your bank 3 to 5 business days.
And I should be expecting what?
The amount that you will return back of the total purchase was $67.32. The percent that you will get back is 35%, which is of $67.32 is $23.56 will go back onto your account.
Is there another phone number I can get to the discount store? You don't have a phone number to this store?
No, ma'am.
There's not a phone number to an online store?
No, ma'am. Let's finish what's at hand right now, ma'am. I will give this $23.56.
Uh-huh. That's okay. Enter.
Okay. So let's apply. Let me apply that refund to that. Hold on. $23.56. Refund of $23.56. Okay. I end up refunding the $67.32 back to you, ma'am. Okay. You have a wonderful evening.
Thank you.
Bye.